live into the kingdom of God is to live in the tension between competing desires and loves. We are torn between our allegiances. We are not left without hope. To pray the Lord's Prayer is to embrace the work that Jesus has already accomplished, leading us out of temptations and toward new life. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello there, church, and happy Friday. We've made it to the end of another week of the shelter-in-place orders, and I'm going to make the assumption that your week has probably felt and been a little bit like mine in the sense that it's been a mixed bag of both good times, times of connection with family and loved ones, as well as times of great isolation and disconnection and loneliness and all of those things. And we're just, again, so grateful for you tuning into these because, again, in some small way, although we may feel physically alone, although you may feel physically isolated from one another, to me, I hope you feel the connection that we are all praying together. We're all coming together for these moments. And so through that all, I pray that that in some way you've been able to feel the presence of God throughout your week. Tomorrow we'll finish up officially our second week of Common Prayer. We'll do another episode on the Prayer of Examine, as we're going to look at those every Saturday. But for today, we're going to finish our praying through the Lord's Prayer with this final line: "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Now, there's a little work that we must do in order to really understand this final phrase, and before we enter into it prayerfully. And, you know, the first thing that must be noted is that while the prayer that Jesus gives us here is "lead us not into temptation," we do need to make note that it is not God that tempts us. You know, that would kind of place God in a precarious situation of willing the bad for another. And to be honest, the Greek language here is pretty technical and really beyond the scope of this reflection. But in short, I think it's this. I think as Jesus is gifting this prayer to his followers of Jesus, which, remember, that is what he's about. He's about handing us this prayer as his followers, this new community of kingdom people that are taking up this prayer as their sort of anthem. So as Jesus is gifting us that prayer, we are to begin to embody this new reality within the broken world. Remember, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is here. It is available now. And we live in between these times where the kingdom of God is present, but the kingdom of this world is present. And so we see conflict, we see brokenness, we see goodness, all of those commingling together. And so I think as Jesus is praying this or giving this prayer to his disciples, and so then as we pray, you know, as we pray the words, "lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," I think it should be noted that this word temptation can also mean trial. It can mean conflict. And so I think Jesus is saying, you know, as we pray this, we are asking that as we live out this kingdom in this world, in this day and age, we will be confronted with temptations and trials that will seem overwhelming. But yet, we are praying to God to withhold our strength, withhold our faith, to withhold our courage in him in those moments. You know, think about it for a moment. Think about the fact that at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry and at the very end of Jesus' ministry, he faces moments of temptation. You know, again, at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, you know, it says that the Spirit brings him out into the wilderness, and there he was confronted by the devil, to which he is tempted. And so Jesus faces the truest and the deepest forms of temptation and trial right before he begins his public work, right before the kingdom of God is announced through Jesus. He faces this temptation. And then think about it at the end of his ministry, right? In the depths of agony, right before he goes to the cross, he faces the temptation in the middle of the Garden of Gethsemane. And ultimately, the result of him withstanding that was death on a cross. You know, so often, again, we forget the reality that we follow a rabbi, we follow a savior, we follow Jesus. And the result of his life, the result, the pinnacle of him living out his vocational calling as Jesus, was death. And in so many ways, we forget that that is what we are called to emulate. to take up the very ethos and being of Jesus, recognizing that it may lead into situations that cause suffering and difficulty and trauma and hardship and all of that. And so Jesus, as he gives us this prayer, he's praying something that he is not unfamiliar with. You know, because I think in understanding this idea that Jesus himself was tempted, we get a little glimpse as to what this little phrase in the Lord's Prayer may mean. You know, because again, the inevitable challenge and the calling of growing his kingdom of God community is that we are destined for situations like this. But we must understand that Jesus himself has entered the very depths of trial. He has himself immersed his own life into that deep temptation and that agony. I was reading one writer who says that he burrows into temptation's depth and breathes the suffocating atmosphere of trial as he prays. You know, in some sense, you know, as we pray this, we pray to be delivered or to be led astray from that, but Jesus himself endures that. And so as we pray the second half of that line, deliver us from the evil one, there is a sense of hope in that Jesus has already conquered that. We exist in the privileged position of knowing the end of the story, that Jesus has, in fact, conquered the evil one. And so as we pray that, we are praying simply that our lives will be caught up in that deliverance, will be caught up in that liberation that has already taken place. One of the great theologians, Karl Barth, said it this way. He says, God has already done what we ask him, and it is into this that we too enter. God has already done what we ask him. And so it is our task then to just find our lives caught up in that. And so what I want to do as we enter into a moment of prayer is I want us to pray this line, focusing on how we may be drawn in, like as we are drawn into temptation, we both seek God's guidance through that, but also recognize the one who has already conquered evil. And so maybe some of the questions we ask in this prayerful time are, you know, what blind spots are there? What temptations are there that we may not even notice? Because these things will change, they will be altered as we embody this kingdom of God and live in that kind of tension between two worlds. The temptation to have our loves disordered, as we talked about yesterday. The temptation to have our hearts wander from the way of God. What are the things in which we don't realize are sneaking up on us? And so I want to spend some time just inviting the Holy Spirit to highlight those sorts of things. So again, as we always begin, just take a moment and settle into your chair. Maybe for you, it's been a difficult week. Maybe for you, you've really felt the weight of this particular moment. Maybe for you, the stress, the busyness, the chaos has just been overwhelming. Maybe you just need to take a moment and just hand that over to God. Take a moment to just take stock of your own soul, of where you're at. Maybe for some of you, it's not the busyness and the chaos of this moment, but it's the isolation and it's the disconnect. It's the loneliness that's been creeping up in your heart. May I just pray that you take a moment to recognize God's presence with you. I want to just take a moment and pray that line, that final line in the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So I want to invite you to ask the Holy Spirit what it is that you may be led into temptation by. For some of us, it's that first thing that pops into our head. We already know what it is. And if that's the case, hold that before Jesus and say, Jesus, help me withstand this. Help lead me away from this. Maybe for others of you, you need to let the Holy Spirit dig down deep in your soul, deep down in your spirit, and just begin to bring things to the surface. So invite the Spirit to do that. And as you do that, don't overthink it. Usually it is those things that just pop into our mind's eye. What are the things, what are the blind spots that are attempting to steal your affections and your love away from God? And as each one of those things come to mind, just pray them individually. Lord, lead me not into temptation. Lord, lead me not into temptation. And as you continue to pray those things, continue to seek God and leading you away from those temptations, I want you now to shift your thinking towards the second line, deliver us from the evil one. And I want you to start by recognizing again that Jesus has in fact already defeated the evil one. Spend a moment with the Spirit just saying, Spirit, help my life be caught up into that deliverance that's already taken place. That it is not something you have to do, but that Jesus has already done. What is it for you that in fact you have been delivered and yet you still find yourself stuck in it? Ask the Spirit to loosen that grip, those chains that hold you down. And maybe even ask Spirit, what is the step I can take to step more into that deliverance that's already taken place through Jesus? There is freedom in that. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, Lord. Spend a moment just thanking the Holy Spirit. Thanking the Holy Spirit for this moment, for meeting us here. Let's close with one more reading of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen and amen.
Well, thanks for joining us in Common Prayer. Our prayer is that our church family would continue to connect with each other and grow in our connection and relationship with God. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed. Music is written and produced by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back daily for new episodes at cpc.org.